It's through the grapevine. Right, let's get down to some more business here. From Charles Yarnold of Tenbury. And this one's for all his friends at school and all the people at Keir Park, and especially Mum and Dad. So thank you very much, Charles Yarnold of Tenbury, for ringing us. And Mum and Dad, hope you're listening there, and all his friends at school, because he's thinking about you. He's asked us to play this one. Come see you from the Pointer Sisters. It's called Automatic. It's 10 to 1. You're listening to Sunshine. Martin Kay is my name, with all your dedications and requests through till 2. If you'd like one, give us a ring. 811-306 is the number.
Look what you're doing to me. I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision, and all systems underground. All that I can manage, pushed from my lips, is a stream of absurdity. Every word I intended to speak winds up lost in a circuitry. No way to control it, it's totally automatic. Whenever I go around, I'm walking my soul. What is this madness that makes my motor run and my legs too weak to stand? I go from sadness to acceleration like a robot at your command. My hands perspire and shake like a leaf up and down low my temperature. I summon doctors to get some relief. What you doing to me? I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision, and all systems underground. All that I can manage to push from my lips is a stream of absurdity. Every word I intended to winds up locked in a circuitry. No way to control it, it's totally automatic. Whenever you're around, I'm walking my own head, completely automatic. All of my systems are down, down, down. No way to control it, it's totally automatic. Whenever you're.
That's the Pointer Sisters, going out especially there to all the friends of Charles Yarnold in Tenbury, and of course everybody at Keir Park, and his mum and his dad, you see. Right, now then, we've got a few here to get through. The phone's been quite busy since we came on, and we're having a bit of a job to get through them. But if you'd like a request, give us a ring, we'll do it for you, don't worry. It may not come on straight away, but we'll do it for you between now and two. Let's see. What have we got here? We had a bloke on here from Hampshire. Reading and Basingstoke in Hampshire. Anyway, that's another story. Right, here's one from Tony Pitt of Onnyberry, from all his cousins at Ludlow. Right, that's it. Tony Pitt in Onnyberry, can you hear me? Right, good. All your cousins in Ludlow want us to play your record. Why can't they ring you up and say that? Anyway, from Ian Springle, I think that is, in Leinster, for all the people in Form 5M in Minster School in Leinster, because he's leaving this Friday, and he'd like us to play a record from him to you. So there we are. Anybody who knows Ian Springle in Form 5M in Minster School in Leinster, he's leaving you on Friday. Don't all cheer at once. And, well, we'll play a record for you. And also one here, Andrew Edge in Craven Arms. He'll be 9 on Wednesday. Happy birthday, Andrew, for Wednesday. 9 years old, my word. Double figures next year. And, well, you'll be at school, actually, on Wednesday, won't you? Still, I should think you'll have a nice time at school. They'll all be shouting, happy birthday, Andrew. And this is from Mum and Dad and Sister Beverly. And also all of us here, of course. And also it says, please say belated birthday greetings to Derek Morgan of Craven Arms. Derek Morgan in Craven Arms, belated birthday greetings to you, mate. And that's from, I presume it's Mr. and Mrs. Edge, actually. And Sister Beverly. No, Beverly Edge, that's right. And Andrew Edge. They all wish you happy birthday anyway. So that's Derek Morgan in Craven Arms, who's knocking on a bit, I'm told. Yeah, we shouldn't say things like this, because we don't know, you know. There are only bits of paper here in front of me, I don't know. Anyway, we're rattling about a load of rubbish here, so let's play another record. Oh, I'll tell you what we've got to do. I've got to play this one for Mike Hill. Mike Hill, if you're listening up there in Market Drayton and the Four Alls pub, Mike is an old friend of mine, and he was on the phone the other day. I said I'd play him a record. This is one that he'll remember, actually, because it was because he wanted it that I bought this, because I had to play it on the disco. Yeah, God, that was a long time ago. Anyway, it's a good record. Hope you like it. Comes from the Peddlers. It's called Tell the World We're Not In.
Tell the world we're not in. Close the door on the world and its trouble. We don't need nobody else. While there's you and me, we've got all that we need. I don't wanna hear the shallow words the world is saying. I don't wanna play the complicated games they're playing. So why stay to join in when the people can knock in and tell the world we're not in? Tell the world we're not in. Why be part of life's sad jigsaw puzzle? As long as there's the two of us, we don't have to try to make the pieces fit. I don't wanna hear the shallow words the world is saying. I don't wanna play the complicated games they're playing. So why stay to join in when the people can knock in and tell the world we're not in? Tell the world we're not in. Tell the world we're not in. Tell the world we're not in. Get to tell the world we're not in. Tell the world, tell the world, tell the world we're not in. We're not in, we're not in, we're not in, we're not in. Tell the world we're not in.
That's taking you back a bit to 1970. That's the Peddlers, and Tell the World We're Not In, going out for all those people, and especially, of course, Mike Hill up in the Falls pub in Market Drayton. Afternoon, Mike. How are you doing, mate? Right, here's... we got two for this bloke. He's popular. Darren Traylor in Buckley. No, Bucknell. It's his birthday, I think. No, yesterday it was, that's right, his birthday was yesterday. Right, Darren Traylor in Bucknell, happy birthday for yesterday from Rupert and Helen and Roger and Neil and Sarah Jane, and also from Mum and Dad and Brother Lee and all the rest of the family. And, well, we hope you had... It doesn't say how old he was, actually. No, it doesn't say. Never mind, I wish we knew, we could have wished you... whatever it was, 21 years, or is it 8, or is it, I don't know, anyway, here's Roland Rat for you, Darren, hope you like it, mate.
Let's get down to some real rat rapping.
Are you talking about Roland?
Scratching, Kevin.
What, record drawing?
No, please, Kevin, please. Kev, first you find a flea, preferably under the armpit, then chase it, Kev, round your shoulder blade, and scratch!
Yeah!
Scratch!
Yeah! Right, first you find the flea.
You got it, Kev.
I got a problem, Roland, I can't find one.
Don't be stupid, Kevin, you're riddled with them.
Am I, Roland?
Of course you are, don't question me. I'm a superstar, par excellence. Heavy on style, I'm your main man. So come on, kid, my number one fan. Scratch! I have to tell you, Kevin, rats are wonderful. Rats are marvellous. Thousands faint at my feet. The world is my oyster, Kevin. Why? Because I'm full of showbiz glamour, aren't I? The world's first rodent superstar, yeah. Lots of talk and lots of action. Rolling rats are main attraction. With a penthouse suite, swimming pool, pretty young guinea pigs playing it cool. Rolls Royces, yachts, caviar. I told you once, I'm a superstar. La-dee-da, la-dee-dee, I'm a megastar. Don't question me, want a chauffeur with a limousine. Live a life of luxury, that's my dream. Carry credit cards, diamond rings. Leader, if you are my favourite. You faded me out, Kevin, how dare you.
I just thought you were getting a little carried away.
I went over the top a little, I must admit. It's just the pressure of being a superstar, Kev.
I know, Roland, you are wonderful.
Yeah, well, where were we? Oh, yeah, scratch it. Fingers in the fur, let's find that flea. Chase it on down right to the knee. Run it around until you catch it, locate the itch, and then you scratch it.
Body Language by Interprint. An important announcement to all clubs, pubs, firms and schools from Interprint of Craven Arms, the specialist personalised printers of t-shirts, sweatshirts and sports shirts. Their prices are totally inclusive with no extra charges for artwork, screen or delivery. A free design service is also offered and the minimum order for shirts is only 12. So no matter how big or small you are, we can cater for your needs. Interprint offer a range of other personalized items. Car stickers, sew-on and metal lapel badges, ties, hats, aprons, tea towels and tote bags. A complete personalized package. A factory shop is open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, where t-shirts, sweatshirts and a range of leisure wear, including jog suits, can be purchased at discount prices. Some examples: t-shirts from 75 pence, sweatshirts from £2.50 and hooded tops from £4. So when you want to put it into print, contact Interprint. For free colour brochures, send to Interprint, Department Sunshine, Dale Street, Craven Arms, or telephone Craven Arms 2703. They're listening now, now, now. Yes, they're listening now. They're driving their cars. They're at their place of work. They're pottering around the house. But they're listening now, just like you, to Sunshine Radio. And now is the time to tell them about it. Tell the thousands of Sunshine listeners about your product or service by advertising on Sunshine Radio and letting the people know. It's easy to arrange. Telephone Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795.
Are you planning to buy a shed? Or perhaps you're interested in a new greenhouse, a summer house, or is it something smaller like a picnic table, maybe even a flower box? Well, don't spend a single penny until you've checked out Clibbury Timber Products, and that way you'll avoid spending quite a few unnecessary pennies. Clibbury Timber Products offer the best value for miles around, with sheds from £74, and they provide free delivery and erection, and all timber can be Culpranol treated if required. Now's the time to look at Clibbury Timber Products. You can see a selection of Clibbury Timber Products at Ludlow Home Care and also at Dunkell Cottage. That's opposite the Nelson Pub on the Cleehill Road in Ludlow. To talk to someone about the great range of Clibbury Timber Products, telephone Dave Potter on Ludlow 4447. Dave Potter on Ludlow 4447 after 6 p.m. or at weekends. Clibbury Timber Products.
Sunshine Radio.
Another good one, isn't it? Old ones. God, I mean, I don't know where we find them from. That's little Jimmy Osmond, long-haired lover from Liverpool, taking us back to, around about what was this, 1972, was it, or something? I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter, does it? Nobody's really that interested. Right, what have we got here? Let's have a look. We've got a couple here for Queen, actually. Somebody's rung us and asked us to play Queen, which we'll do in a second. Let's see, what time is it? God, blimey, it's 1:10. Doesn't time fly? Right, what were we saying before about... Oh, yes, we've got this one from Reading and Basingstoke. We've got something by the Smiths coming up. Well, it's not the Smiths that you're talking about, but we'll go into that later. Doug Williams of Knighton. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Doug. Well, I can't shout into my throat, you know, it's going... the old age creeping on and the flu. Anyway, Doug Williams in Knighton, happy birthday today, mate. And this is from your wife Jenny and daughter Emma, and also your mum and dad and the in-laws in Kingsland and everybody else who knows you has asked us to say hello, Doug Williams in Knighton, and happy birthday. Well, I don't know, how old is he, I wonder? It doesn't say. Again, they're all too frightened because I think I'll tell the truth. That's what it says. Anyway, Doug, have a smashing day, mate, and hope you enjoy your birthday today. Right, what else have we got here for Queen? Yeah, here's one for Anthony Hicks in Ludlow. Please play Queen, and this is from Maura... Nora, is that... Hang on a second, I can't read his writing. Is that Nora or Moira?
Nora Barnes.
Nora Barnes, right, thank you. Nora Barnes, it comes from, and William, and Mum and Dad, and Nanny Finnegan, and Nanny Hicks, and Julian, and Auntie Patsy, and Uncle Graham as well. So there we are, a whole load of people there saying hello to Anthony Hicks in Ludlow. Can you hear a dog barking in the background? I think it's on the phone, actually. Should we have a listen? Hang on. Is it? No, it's not on the phone. Never mind. It is it? You're on the air now. Never mind. There you are. Can you hear the dog? Can you get him to bark for us?
Have you got a dog in the background?
Is yeah. What?
Going to bark.
Bark, Rick. He won't bark now.
He won't bark now. Never mind. Right, thank you very much. That's the next request. What do you want us to play for you?
Sorry?
What request do you want?
Well, I wanted one from Cass Bellwood. It's her birthday today.
Right.
And also one for Michaela Edwards, who will be 18 on Thursday the 24th of this month.
Right, and you want us to do that today?
Yes, please.
Right, well, if you'll have to do it again, I need to write it all down. Okay, love, thanks for calling. Thanks to the dog.
That's all right.
He's getting as good as Cyril Basin's dog, isn't he? Right, there we are. Where was I? Talking about Anthony Hicks, I think, and Doug Williams, that's right. Anthony, we'll do it all. Start again, shall we? And he can take that request down. Right, we start again from the top. Doug Williams in Knighton, happy birthday. From wife Jenny and daughter Emma, and also your mum and dad, and all the in-laws in Kingsland, all right? And also for Anthony Hicks in Ludlow, from Nora Barnes, and William and mum and dad, and Nanny Finnegan, and Nanny Hicks, and Julian, not forgetting, of course, Auntie Patsy and Uncle Graham. Right, I think it's about time we had some music this time, as we said, from Queen, especially for you two, your birthdays.
We'll be right back.
But life still goes on. I can't get used to living without, living without, living without you by my side. I don't want to live alone. Hey, God knows, got to make it my own. So baby, can't you see, I've got to break free. I've got to break free.
That's